From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama apologizes for the bombing of an Afghan hospital. President Obama Wednesday called to apologize to the medical charity Doctors Without Borders for the U.S. bombing of its hospital in the embattled Afghan city of Kunduz Saturday that killed 22 people. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Mr. Obama spoke with the group's president, Joanne Liu.
The president assured Dr. Liu that the Department of Defense investigation currently underway would provide a transparent, thorough, and objective accounting of the facts and circumstances of the incident, and that if necessary, the president would implement changes that would make tragedies like this one less likely to occur in the future.
Mr. Obama also called Afghan President Ashraf Ghani to voice his condolences for the loss of life and to commend Afghan forces for their bravery in the fight for Kunduz. Meanwhile, Doctors Without Borders Executive Director Jason Cohn called Wednesday for an independent probe into the bombing.
The facts and circumstances of this attack must be investigated independently and impartially, particularly given the inconsistencies in the U.S. and Afghan accounts of what happened over recent days. We cannot rely only on internal military investigations by the U.S., NATO, and Afghan forces.
The group said the bombing could be considered a war crime. The World Health Organization Wednesday said the three hardest-hit West African countries recorded their first week with no new or existing cases of Ebola since the outbreak was acknowledged 18 months ago. Over 11,000 died during that period. But the WHO warns hundreds of contacts remain under surveillance in Guinea. Sierra Leone released its last Ebola patient September 28, but must wait 42 days until it can be declared Ebola-free. Liberia received the declaration for a second time in early September after a brief flare-up in June. This is VOA News. Russia has escalated its military involvement in Syria by the use of shipborne cruise missiles it said were aimed at Islamic State targets. Word of the strikes came as Syrian forces launched a major ground offensive. The head of the U.S.-trained rebel group told Reuters Russian airstrikes destroyed the group's main weapons depot in Aleppo after attacking the group's training camp in Idlib last week. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
What Russian military activity has done, or has the potential to do, as I think what I'd rather say, is to exacerbate the conflict already ongoing inside Syria along sectarian lines. And as we've said before, that if there's a constructive role to be had by Russia against ISIL, then that's a conversation we're willing to have. Obviously, I don't think we're at that point right now, given what they're hitting and what they're choosing to do with their military forces.
Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said in Rome Wednesday the U.S., which has conducted thousands of strikes against the IS group, is not cooperating with Russia. In northeast Nigeria Wednesday, at least 17 people were killed in a series of suicide blasts, with most of the fatalities occurring in the Yobe State capital, Dabaturu. Witnesses said one of the early morning attacks was near a mosque filled with people at prayer. Another struck a housing development. Several others were wounded in the attacks. Police spokesman Toyin Gabedesin said one of the bombers targeted Fulani tribesmen.
Some of us went into a Fulani hut and gathered the Fulani settlers there, and the bomb was detonated, killing 10 of the, Fulani villagers and disturbing by himself.
At least three people were reported killed in suicide blasts in the town of Gubbio in nearby Borno State. There's been no claim of responsibility, but the Sunni militant group Boko Haram is suspected. Meanwhile, the group released a new video purportedly proving that leader Abubakar Shekau is alive and in charge. Shekau has not been seen in any of the group's previous videos since February. The political party of former Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh and his Shia Houthi allies have accepted a UN-brokered peace plan for Yemen aimed at ending the country's bloody conflict. Stefan Dujarric is a UN spokesman.
This is an important step as Resolution 2216, other Security Council resolutions, the Gulf Cooperation Council initiative, and the outcomes of the national dialogue have been at the core of the UN-led peace process.
Yemen's current president, Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi, has insisted Houthi fighters pull back from territory seized over the past year before his government will take part in the UN-brokered peace process. The U.S. Coast Guard is suspending its search for survivors from a cargo ship believed to have sunk in a fierce storm near the Bahamas last week. The search for the El Faro and its 33 crew members, including five from Poland, has turned up only one body and oil slick and a variety of debris. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.